Hi, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Keke Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about the 8th thing we should not do before bed. That is to say, in our today's program, we are going to talk about the last thing we should not do before bed.
欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki。 今天呢，我们继续来讨论一下睡前不能做的事情，第八件，也就是最后一件不能做的事情到底是什么呢？
Have serious conversations，
谈论严肃的话题。不知道大家在睡前会不会谈论一些非常严肃的话题呢？如果有的话，那么 Please stop。 OK
You've probably heard the phrase, don't go to bed angry. And as it turns out, it's totally accurate. Research has shown that sleeping directly after a fight or traumatic experience will effectively preserve your emotions until you awake. The human's body is adverse to falling asleep.In dangerous situations, it's a defense mechanism, thus you will have a much harder time falling asleep after a big blowout. It's best to resolve conflicts before you hit the sack.
我相信大家可能都听到过这样一句话，不要带着愤怒的情绪上床睡觉。事实呢证明这句话是对的，而且呢是对极了。研究表明，如果睡前跟别人吵架了，或是受了心理的创伤，那么这种不良的情绪呢会一直存在，直到你醒来。人体本能的对危险处境产生自我的保护表现方式呢，就是干扰睡眠。所以呢，如果你刚刚发完脾气，入睡呢是非常困难的。最佳的方式呢，就是在睡前解决掉所有的争端。所以我相信大家都会有类似的一些经历，比如说在睡前发完脾气，这时候呢就非常难以入睡。Okay, please remember. 所以呢，大家尽量的在睡前呢保持一种非常平和的状态，这样子的话
，and then you will have a good sleep.
Okay, that's all about our today's Keke Radio, and see you next time. Bye-bye.